Trihalomethanes are byproducts of a standard utility practice, treating water with chlorine. The federal government regulates how much can safely exist in drinking water. When averaging last year's quarterly tests, Jacks Beach Public Works found one of its six sites had a concentration slightly above that threshold. The utility sent samples to the Florida Environmental Protection Department for review. State water quality specialist Joni Petrie is familiar with the process.
They submit it to the lab. It can take some time to process. It can take some time to verify that laboratory report, get signed off by the lab manager, and then it goes back to the system.
Petrie says that's why water advisories were sent out months after the initial findings. She also says the levels of trihalomethanes found at Jacks Beach are only harmful in large doses over time. Still, studies have found connections between the substance and illness, especially in kids, older people, and pregnant women. Colorado State University professor Jay Knuckles found high levels of exposure are linked to cancer, kidney failure, and even birth defects. He says he doesn't understand why the advisory was sent so late.
There's something called the principle of erring on the side of caution. And then there's also been, a widespread adoption and embracement by the public of the right to know.
Knuckles points out European countries have trihalomethane thresholds close to zero. Meanwhile, Jacks Beach water has since tested within normal rates of contamination. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.